Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Intuitive Answers. Assuming the show has started because I got kicked out of my own show the last minute. So, my friends, I'm going to need you to let me know if you can hear me or not, because I was logged out of the system the last second, and now I'm in on a different browser, and I can see the chat room, I can see my studio finally, but I'm not really sure if I'm on air because I had to log in after the show has started. Today is an interesting day, so I'm keeping an eye on the chat room. I know one of you will let me know if you can hear me or not, and after that, I can, yay! Let's see if I can hear me. Thank you, sweetie. Well, it's good to be on the air, and it's good to be back with you this Wednesday, even though I really didn't think I could, because I'm in the middle of moving. I'm not even home right now. We packed and left yesterday, and now we are between two homes, and I normally should have probably canceled this week's show, but I did not want to do that. I really want to meet you guys. I love our Wednesday meetings, so I said, you know what, I'll do my best, and lay the rest to the angels. That's all we can do, right? And the building I'm in is a bit funny with internet. So we might lose connection in the middle of the show. We might not lose the connection. We shall see. Either way, we are connected through love. Oh, was that cheesy or not? But we are. And if I'm kicked out of the show again on air, I'll call right back in. And Rachel is sitting right next to me. She's in the chat room, so she'll be also taking your questions. If you need to ask anything, she'll be posting links. If you do not know where the chat room is, this would be a good time to figure it out. You can simply log into Blog Talk Radio using your Facebook account and login details. Then you need to refresh the page, scroll down, and you will see the magical chat room. It's like platform, what? Platform something. I know. Remember the magical platform in Harry Potter? It only appeared for those who knew. The chat room is just like that. So let me have a look at the famous chat room. And today is that time of the month. No, not that one. The one I'm doing readings. As you know, every week, every month, one Wednesday, I dedicate the entire show to giving you readings, giving you answers. So call in. Yeah, I know. I went there. I live there. So what you gonna do? This show is not for minors. Never been, never will be. So feel free to call in 424-22. Oh, what? Wait. I want to make sure I'm giving the Blog Talk Radio's number and not my mobile. Started the same. 424-220-1836. And if you are calling from outside the U.S., you can dial the international code for the U.S. 424-220-1836. And for my European friends, most European countries have these special numbers to call abroad. So you've dialed those first, and then you'll need to dial the US code and the number that is on the page for calling internationally. That is a little trick I learned over the years. You can also use your Skype if you are logged in. You can also use your Skype to call. And now I can have a look at the chat room. I see more of you are joining me there. I guess you found the magical chat room. I'm happy. There's always this little chat going on. And today it's all about chatting. Birkan, your sound, what? Come again? Birkan, your sound cracks up a bit. I'm listening through Skype, so the problem isn't at my place. Well, just because you're listening through Skype, that does not mean the problem is not at your place, sweetheart, because you're on internet. So it can be your internet, my internet, but there's a big chance it's my internet, because I told you this building is funny like that. Even air conditioning can interact with internet. Just to do this show, we freeze ourselves all night, keeping the airco at max, so we could turn off everything during the show and talk to you uninterrupted, hopefully. So we shall see. I'm reading Anna's message. Her cat was neutered yesterday in day five. Oh, Lord. Sure. Let's ask Archangel Raphael for Anna Gable's cat for healing. and will be keeping. What's the name of your cat, Anna? We'll ask for healing. And in the meantime, I'm going to start taking calls right away. Okay. Name of the kitty is Sadie. So we'll be praying for Sadie's healing, visualizing Sadie whole, healthy, perfect, jumping around, already recovered, and so it is. Thank you, Archangel Ariel and Archangel Raphael, for overseeing Sadie's health and making sure that she is whole, healthy, and complete. And feel free to put in more prayer and healing requests, and we'll do some group healing. I love our energy together. There are so many healers and psychics in our chat room, so feel free to bring up more requests. If I don't see them, I know someone else will. Now, this will be a good time to call in the show. I still have places on the switchboard. I think this show can take up to 50 callers, so we should be fine. And you know how it works with the readings. I always feel guided to a certain number, so it is not first called, first served. So don't worry if you're just calling, because I see some numbers popping up now. Don't worry if you're just calling. Oh, you're going to have to wait for others who called first to get their readings. It doesn't work that way. If angels guide me to your number, I'll go to your number. Here, all I'm seeing are the numbers. So I want you to focus on a question, please. Try to be as specific as possible so I can take as many calls as possible during the time I have. Because if you ask me what's in my future, oh, well, for a psychic to just look at your future, of course, I'll be seeing a lot. It would help time-wise if you gave me very specific questions, and I'll try to keep my answers as clear as specific as possible in return. So, no. Let's look at these numbers. Okay, I'm going to area code 334. Where is it, 334? Hello, you're in there.
Hello.
Hi, welcome to Intuitive Answers.
Hi. So you're doing reading.
I am. How can I help you?
I just wanted to know, is there any spirits around me?
Oh, sweetheart, this week right now I'm doing psychic reading. So if there's any questions regarding your life, that'd be a better option.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, about my love life.
Go ahead. I lost you for a second. Your love life?
Yes, sir.
And you had a question?
Yes, I was asking, is the person that I'm with, does he love me? Genuinely.
Would you mind sharing his first name?
Name is Kevin.
Okay. How is his finances?
We're having a little financial problems right now.
Okay. It's going to be okay. The money is going to be okay. Finances will be okay. It's coming. I want you to know that at least your finances will be okay. And I see stress and worry is affecting the romantic relationship. So if you could separate the two, you know, I know it can be really taxing to worry about money and bills, and it can kind of kill the romance. But what's happening right now is exactly that. So if you can separate finances from romance and still spend some time together, just having fun, playing, which doesn't always require spending money, if you know what I mean, there are a lot of things you can do together. It is romantic and fun that does not require a penny. So, but honestly, I'm just going to say it, and there's free will. You can do whatever you want with this information, but I also see someone else coming your way. Is there someone else in your life?
No, sir.
Okay. You might be presented with an option, and you might be tempted. It is going to be your free will, your decision. But I always prefer if you focus on the relationship you have and sorted that one out before moving on to the next one. It can get messy. So, but what I'm seeing is you just need to spend more time together. It is mostly the stress that is wearing him down. It is not really personal. Okay?
Okay. Okay.
All right.
Thanks.
Good luck with everything. Take care.
Okay, I will. Thank you.
Bye. And now, I always do this back and forth. One question from the chat room, one question from the phone. So let's take a look what's going on in the chat room. I see a lot of logging in. Okay. Can you see anything about work? Okay, let's have a look at Anna's work situation. Anna, sweetheart, the first thing I'm getting for you that maybe I'm saying this with compassion, but you need to be more focused about work right now. Your energy is all over the place. It's like, what am I going to do? What do you want to do? You need to be more clear on what you want to do and then pull the vision off that. But up until that point, sure, you might need to take other jobs. It's just more about still holding on to that vision. I'm getting 3 weeks, it keeps playing. In 3 weeks, you're going to get either an answer from somewhere you applied already, or you're going to find a really good place that can work for you. But I do see changes. I do see changes in there. I don't feel like you're going to land a job right away and you're going to stay there. It's just what I'm getting based on your question in the chat room. And now, by the way, you know how they say in numerology, when you hit 5 personal year, you need to be flexible in order to succeed and be prepared for last minute changes and surprise situations. It's true, people. If there are any other out there who are in a 5 personal year, you know what I mean. I'm in a 5 personal year and it is crazy. It's been crazy so far, and it is only July, almost August, so. And I have a feeling it is not even close to finishing, but mostly good stuff, just unexpected, a lot of changes. And this year I'm learning to let go of control, or the illusion of it at least, and really have faith and live with faith. I would highly recommend to all of you, actually. If there is no sound while the others are hearing, I would recommend refreshing your page. Sometimes refreshing the page helps. So, yeah. Now, going back to the chat room. Oh, sorry, the callers. I'm going to area code 651. Hello? Hello?
Hi, Janet.
Hi, Janet. How can I help
you
today?
How are you?
Oh, I'm good. Thank you for asking.
Good. Anyway, my call today is about career. I feel like I'm not getting the messages maybe or the guidance. I'm not sure what I'm supposed to do. Am I supposed to be pushing ahead? I'm usually really a busy, kind of aggressive in my life, and I've been sitting back and waiting for things to happen more or less, listening for guidance. Things aren't going the way I'm expecting them. And I'm trying to keep the faith. And I'm just wondering if there's anything I should be doing.
Yeah, I already have an idea. But you know what I want to do? I also want to ask your day and month of birth. I want to check something for you.
The day and month of my birthday?
Yes, sweetie.
Is that what you said? July 28th.
Oh, my God. It was just your birthday. Happy belated
birthday. Yeah. Thank you.
Okay, well, whatever you do, please, whatever you do about your career, please do it now, do it this year. You know, you said how your attitude was kind of aggressive.
Uh-huh.
It actually works for you. Now, I want to, if you can give this dyslexic person to do math for a second so he can also add numerology, which is just hilarious, but I do it anyway because I just love it. I'm going to check something. Can someone in the room, out of these 3 people in the room, can someone tell me what is 8 plus 6? 14. Okay. Okay. Did you hear me talk about 5 personal year? Sweetie,
I know of it.
Okay. just a second before taking your call, I started talking about 5 personal years in neurology and how taxing it can be, all these changes and all these unexpected surprises. Well, surprise, that was kind of redundant, but hey, sue me. So I was talking about 5 personal years, and here you are with a 5 personal year. I hear you, sister. Really, deep in my heart, I know the feeling, because I also pulled, I have 3 cards laying down right here for you. One is physical intuition, it's pointing towards your health, recent past, and then I have change in the smack center of the 3 card layout. Then I have a diamond for you in the future, which is a good sign. So your attitude at work works for you. Just because you didn't get the answers when you needed them, don't give up. Please keep at it. Your attitude, your style of approaching to work and career works for you, and it will work for you again. And everything is going to be all right. Everything's going to be better than before. It is just taking a lot of hard work. They're showing me you working a mine, really, for almost looking for diamonds. And as you know, they don't come out all shiny and pretty. You really have to work hard on it. I'm giving you, it's July. I want to say before the end of the year, you should be all settled and feeling fine again, and you can breathe easy. And then next year, everything appears quite stable for you, except a little move maybe. Keep praying, keep holding the vision. But I would say between now and the end of the year, everything's going to fit into the right place. Don't forget to breathe. Somehow they are emphasizing breathing. Please breathe, okay?
Okay, thank you so much.
You are most welcome.
Have a nice day now.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
And I am not distracted at all with all these callers and the chat room questions, but I have a feeling I need to right now continue with the callers and take the next caller. Angels, which area code do you want me to go? Okay, 831. I don't know where 831 is, but I'll take it anyway. Hello?
Hi, I am calling from California.
Oh, hi, where in California?
In the Monterey Peninsula.
Okay,
near Carmel.
Sending you love from Beverly Hills, Los Angeles. How can I help you today?
My name is Lisa. Actually, it's Lisa Ray. And I have a job interview today, and I'm in love. So I'd like to know what the angels have to say to me.
Oh, my God. You just threw me a lot of things right then and there. Oh, wow. I'm excited for you. It all feels so good. The moment you said both of them, I had these little, two little explosions of happiness, and that's a yes and a yes for me. I must feel those little fireworks when I hear something good as opposed to that sinking feeling. And I hate to get that feeling when people are talking about something that makes them happy, and I go, oh, how am I going to break this to them? But in your case, I feel like you are out of a really icky term, maybe a bit boring, maybe a bit monotone, and now your life is turning around. But as you know, the road to success is not a direct one. There are a lot of zigzags. So don't let the zigzag scare you. I feel like pulling cards. Today I want to work with my cards. So, ooh, I've got mermaid, which points to your sexuality. So things must be good. Then I've got the path today. And indeed, you are finally going towards a direction where you're going to use your talents, abilities, education, what you want to do. And you have a lot of intuition and great connection to the other realms. Have you been aware of this? Are you using this?
I am aware of it. I find it difficult to do it on myself, as it is easier for me to read others when I'm allowed. So that's why I'm calling you.
You know what?
Basically, confirmation.
Yeah.
And I'd like to ask you, I have had dreams of marriages. And I know that my boyfriend's cousin is getting married in November. Am I going to the wedding with him?
Your boyfriend is getting married? Come again.
No.
Just like, what?
His cousin is getting married, and am I going to the wedding with him?
Oh, okay. All right. let me take a breath and come back to my body, because that kind of is like, what? I'm open-minded, but that, you know, it took a while.
Yeah. No, that would be pushing the limits.
I mean, I don't know. I've seen the show Sister Wives. It all looked too complicated to me, but hey, what do I know? Who am I to judge? So, I mean, you can go if you want to. I mean, I don't feel like that is a big question for you, but I want to come back to your intuition. And there's something I really like what you just said. You said, when I'm allowed to. I love that, because these days it seems to be in to do these guerrilla attack readings to people, just cornering people and saying, I have a message for you, and you listen now, and this is what's going to happen. And I don't find that really ethical and the terms of intuition and psychic reading. So I like it that you said that, but I want you to work with your intuition more. And I feel like you can actually even be professionally successful if you would go into that field. Are you in it, or did you consider going?
I am working on that. I've worked with 3 shamans who have given me very beautiful advice, and I am also studying forensics, which I find my intuition to be very helpful to the living members or their families.
Yeah.
I just allow it to happen. I don't make it happen. And it works for me.
Okay. Now, obviously, you can make it work. You can make it work whenever you need it to work, and whenever someone else needs your intuition to work, it can be under your control. I'm not so sure about the shamanic direction, but when you said the other options, they felt like, yes, she can, and she can help a lot of people, because that area isn't for everyone. You see, not everyone has can tune into that particular frequency and also deal with the vision and information that comes through. It can be quite heavy. Maybe you've already experienced that in forensics. Okay. So if you can do it,
well,
if you can, yeah.
I do have a question. There are people that I can't read. It's difficult. Like my boyfriend, I find that maybe it's because I'm too close to him.
Yeah.
Could you give me some guidance on him, what his feelings are right now? He seems to be stressed at work, and he won't divulge a lot of stuff. And I know that his business partner in Southern California, she's older than him, 20 years older than him. And I think she's jealous of me, so I'd like to know what the hell's going on down there.
You see, your intuition works halfway, and then when it comes to his end, it kind of stops. Because so far, I'm getting yes, 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 yes. And that's on Russian.
Okay.
Yeah, but hey, I've been Russian, but let's have it in there.
When is she not going to be in the picture?
Soon.
That's
soon. Soon. That is going to happen naturally. That's what's coming. And I think you're already picking up on that. And some of these problems are just to make that happen, because it is not a healthy partnership. I doubt it ever has been, but hey, that's what's been done so far. But it is changing. Universe is changing, and even your energy being in the picture is changing. So some of these quote-unquote problems are blessings in disguise for him. What was his first name again?
David.
Okay.
Now, they were romantically involved many years ago.
Thank you. So, exactly. It is time to end this. It is time to end it, and very soon. I would say within 6 weeks soon. I get 6, and I get the feeling soon, but not 6 days soon. It is 6 weeks soon. Do they have something pending at court, or there's some sort of paperwork, something to be finalized, or a settlement? Is there something like that going on?
I'm not sure. I don't get into his financials. I know that they own property together. I know that they take business trips. They have to with their kind of real estate. He
okay.
lives in the Marine Corps.
You know what? He's a smart guy. I trust him that he can get himself out of any situation if he puts his mind to it, and he did. He just did. There's something icky, and he does not like it. He wants out. He's just figuring out how. But it's interesting. Someone so expressive and talkative like you, this happens, you know. You guys complete each other because he can be quite quiet and keep it to himself.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm saying. He's like this old box. He's a good guy. I like him. But every now and then, even boxes need to be open so he doesn't walk around all tense.
Oh, he's quite – the first words he said, this is what happened. On my birthday, which is March 6th, I had had 8 years between my separation to March 6th. And I said, Spirit, I'm ready for a relationship. On March 9th, I went to a birthday party and I met him. And I had a list of criteria, and he met them. And we've been inseparable since. So, but the first words out of his mouth were, I'm introverted. And I'm like, I'm not.
Well, at least he was honest.
Yeah.
Now, let's give that to him. Wait a second. Are you in a five personal year too? Really?
Am I? I have no idea. I don't understand that, but you'll have to explain that.
You are. So buckle up, sister. We are all on a beautiful roller coaster ride. If you like roller coaster rides, I don't. So I'm kind of learning how to like them. But what I want to say that I almost forgot, but now I'm back. Thank you, angels. Cords. There is a lot of cords. Do you know what a cord is? These etheric ties. But the unhealthy type between two individuals. So I see these icky cords between David and this other person you've been talking about. Maybe you can ask David's higher self or David if he's open to it. If you can cut these cords, then all you need to do, call upon Archangel Michael and ask him to dissolve all these unhealthy cords under grace in a perfect way. He'll, for the highest good of all involved. Don't worry, Michael will know which cords to dissolve, which cords to not to touch, because sometimes we'll learn from what is seemingly a negative situation as well. Now, I need to move on, sweetheart. It's been so nice connecting with you.
Oh, no, bless you. Thank you for all your time. And thank you for the education. And I really appreciate it.
But
bless
please
you.
Keep at this whole intuitive work and the psychic work. It might not happen right away, but I do see success for you. Don't give up. Keep training yourself. Keep practicing. You don't have to. You know, what people do is they take a course and then they want to go pro the next week and then they want everything to work the week after. Mostly, like any other business, it takes first to be a professional. But what we learn, where we learn the best is the field itself when we start working with people and cases. So I want you to do a lot of work, and I want you to seriously consider having that as a, well, you're already considering. Here's your confirmation. It's going to work out. Okay?
I appreciate it. Thank you for all the confirmation.
Okay, Lisa, you take care. Keep in touch.
You too,
bye.
Sweetie.
And now let's show some love to the chat room. Oh, my God, because I want to answer every single call, and obviously it's not going to happen. It's just physically impossible, but I'm going to try anyway. But I need to show some love to the chat room. Let's see. Ooh, I see Archangel Rachel. Really? Archangel Rachel. I start reading Rachel's text, and she starts with, I work with Archangel Shomuel, and then I just said Archangel Rachel. Well, let's see what Archangel Rachel is saying, because I see that Rachel's also answering your question, so I'm feeling much better now. I was worried, oh, I can't answer people in the chat room, but Rachel is doing it. So, oh, of course, I took Rachel's card, so good luck to Rachel.
Exactly, you're
going to. Now, Latifa, let's have a look at your question. Sweetheart, you are a healer through and through. Your hands, yeah, show me your hands, but first, I want you to work. I know you're asking about your spirituality and which field to focus on, but I'm seeing a man for you, and I'm feeling that you need to sort out your personal life first. You are ready for this divine compliment to come into your life, compliment you, and have a partnership. I want you to clear all past fears, whatever traumas, whatever negative experiences you had. Bye-bye, path. So this new partner can come in. It is time to show yourself some love and allow others to show you love in all forms. Going back, and my psychic friends here agree, and they are using sign language to tell me you should focus on love. So, okay, enough with the sign language. I got it. You say we are here in this room, three psychics, three ADD psychics, a lot of energy and a lot of spark, and there you are. We are feeling you all the way from here. So I'm now moving on to area code. Oh my. Angels, guide me. All these new codes. Okay. I'm going to take 972. 972, you are on the air.
Hi.
Hi.
How are you? My name is Vivian, V-I-V-I-A-N.
I love that name. Hello, Vivian. Welcome to Intuitive Answers.
Thank
I'm
you.
I'm Birka. How
yeah.
can I help you?
Yeah. I have a question for my job. I have an interview today. Do you see me get a job?
Did you just hear the last person who called, who also had an interview
yes.
today? What's with y'all today?
Yes.
All having job interviews today.
When's the big interview day?
Oh, okay. My friend here is telling me Wednesday is a big interview day in United States. But today is the first day that I'm experiencing this on my Wednesday shows. I want to say yes, but something, what is missing? Do you really want to work here, or do you just want to get a job and this is the first one?
Actually, it's not like my desired job, because they offer me the range is really lower than what I expected. And then she said she will call me and let me know if the other position opening. But actually,
yeah.
my heart, I want to go to the spiritual world instead of go to daycare center, you know.
Yeah. I hear you, and I agree with you. I think, and I'm totally okay when you are doing that transition with taking jobs that is not going to be your career. We talked about it before. I think we even talked about it with previous callers, but it's always all right to take jobs that just pays the bills while you focus on your desired career and keep your intentions, keep your thoughts positive, keep visualizing, keep at it, just pay the bills in the meantime. I feel like this place, I don't know, I'm not really happy with this place, and I don't even know if I want you to get this job. So, but hey, I want you to pay your bills. That's what I want for you. And I'm going to ask Archangel Shamuel to bring you a job where you can get a good income, but at the same time, feel comfortable, happy, satisfied until you make the transition you want to make. This, you, honey, you are a sensitive person, and I don't think this was the best place for you. Also, regarding the people you'll be working with, I see a lot of, let's not be judgmental, but just using discernment, the energy of the people who are working there may not be a great match to yours. Maybe you weren't going to feel so happy. And I'm not getting a great feeling about this place. So, but I know that you will be fine. I'm not worried. And you shouldn't be either. I just know waiting sucks. But hey, something good is coming. And with that energy of yours, and because you have such a loving, caring energy, I know they'll see that from a mile away and they'll be like, oh my God, we want her. So please know your value and carry yourself confidently, because there's this feeling of, I need them, they need you too. So please acknowledge that. And next time when you apply somewhere, I want you to carry yourself more confidently and just know that you are valuable, okay? You're a catch. They need
so you probably, so that means that you feel I won't get a job, right?
Yeah, that's the initial feeling I'm getting. Sorry,
okay.
Sweetie.
That's okay. Yeah, but you. But do you see any job coming soon?
Yes. Did you work for someone, like, not in a center, but in a house?
Yeah, I'm not working in a house right now, but I'm sitting inside my house, my office right now, yes.
Okay, so right now you are working from your home.
Technically, but I try to do my healing work, try to, you know, but so far I haven't bring any money yet.
Okay, it takes time. It takes time. We just talked about that with our psychic caller, just the one before you who also had an interview. Good God. Today we are all five personal year going for interviews, all want to be psychic. But in your case, yeah, I'm getting every single card in my deck that is about healing, I'm getting them for you. There are 72 cards, sister, and only a few of them are about healing, and I'm getting them both present and future. Also, heal your own body. Show some love to your own physical body. It's not only about healing others, heal your own body, and you might actually start bringing in more money from healing. So please do contact places that might be looking for energy healers, energy workers, massage therapists, anyone who is working with holistic healing. So don't discount because it didn't work out so far, okay?
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you very much. I really appreciate it. Thank you. Bye.
My pleasure. Bye-bye. And now let's go have a look at the chat room. What's going on? Okay. I have a question here. Really? Another job question? Today, maybe I shouldn't have dedicated the show to readings, but to career readings, because apparently that's what's in the air. Now, you know what? Yes, now I know what it is. I just got a tip what's going on here, because I'm staying with a close friend of mine who is a business psychic, basically. So he is taking these questions every day, and he's making practically millions for people. And guess what? He'll be on my show next Wednesday. So we'll be taking even more business questions. But this time, John Michael will be answering your questions next Wednesday, all about business. Of course, you can bring up questions about love. You can bring up questions about health. He's also a medical intuitive and a great one at that. So I'll be posting all about John Michael Capaldi this week on my Facebook page, so you can already read about my next guest next week. Say that fast 10 times and see what happens. I can't even say it once. But hey, I'm picking up on his energy, so I'm getting all these business questions, and he is sitting right here. We are all sitting on top of a piano, actually. He turned into a dining table. So, and we are on top of piano giving readings to psychics, and they are also giving messages using sign language and tarot cards. This is an amazing show, actually. I'm really having a hard time not to just drag him down here and continue with the readings, but okay, we'll do that next week. Oh God, I really want him. I mean, to be okay, that came out in all different ways. I was talking about I was talking about having him on the show. Okay. You know what? I'm just going to go back to my phone lines and do what I do best, give readings. I'm taking this 919 area code caller. Hello, you're on the air.
Hello.
Oh, hi. That was a loud hello. Let me adjust the volume. Welcome to Intuitive Answers. I'm Birkan. What's your name?
My name is Sandy.
Hi, Sandy. How are you
today?
I'm good. Thank you for asking, sweetie. I'm having a blast here, really. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing okay. Kind of in a funk, though.
Why?
Well, my relationship with my husband, I kind of want to know where it's going, if it's going to be worth even continuing.
Oh, okay. Is he drinking?
What's that?
Is he drinking?
Yeah, he does do that.
Okay. I wish he wouldn't. And I can imagine that you agree with that sentiment. I don't feel like he's in his right mind all this time, and he says a lot of things he regrets afterwards, and this is almost a pattern with him. He just says these things like, oh, shit, why did I say that? So, but it is often too late. And honestly, to be perfectly honest, can I say honest one more time, but I'm trying to be honest here and direct. I see him changing. So it is going to be your decision. What do you want to do? Do you want more of that? Or you want to change? What do you want?
Well, I kind of want to know what's going on, you know? I mean, I don't know.
Okay. You know what is going on? And what is going on is what I just also told you, and that's what is going to be happening also in the future. What I want to know is what you want, because the future is something we also create. It doesn't just happen to us. What do you want it to happen? You tell me that.
What I want to happen is I really want him to straighten up and be the person he was. I mean, it just... I know you can't people change, but I don't know that this changes for the best, and I want what's best for me.
I love that last sentence right there. Thank you. People can change, you just can't make them. So he has to want to change, and then he has to take action, and he has to make that change. And honestly, he can't do it alone. He does not have the strength, the resources, the capacity, or emotional strength to make that change on his own. So if he could be convinced to get help, even talk to, I don't know, the local minister or a counselor, or I don't know, he needs to talk to someone other than you, and he needs to get some help to get out of that situation. And maybe that's something you can suggest, so that as far as you can help, pointing him in the right direction. I know you've been doing that, and that's what I said at the beginning. So I'm seeing, unfortunately, more of the same. And honestly, I'd be happy if you're just peaceful, even if you're alone in that, if you're just peaceful and you're not worried about the evening or the next day or the next week. I know on your own you would fare much better than what's going on right now. So if you can make him get help, do go for it. But honestly, good luck.
In other words, I mean, would it be marriage counseling? Would it be psychological counseling?
It would be awesome. It could start with either or. You know, both of them would work. That's the type of help he needs. If he could be open to that and just talk to someone, but also not only with you, but he needs to talk to someone on his own.
Okay. In other words, he needs to make the initial contact with them.
Yeah. And then maybe he might want to talk to you as well, but he needs to get help at this point. And maybe you can also show up and, you know, talk about what's going on your end, how you've been experiencing things. But if you would accept that, okay, then there's a hope for a better future. But something got to change. Okay.
Would it be better for me to say, you know, I've got a house that I've got to clean up. Would it be better for me to move back to that house and clean it up and just tell him what he to get some help?
Yes, please. Yes. I love the sound of that. Yes. And then it is going to give you the space also to make up your mind. You see, I see you being alone and getting organized, being peaceful. So that could be the alone period I'm seeing. And then you two could decide where you want to go from there, and then that's also his chance, his last shot to change this or lose it. But I agree wholeheartedly with that idea. Please go for it.
Okay.
But you might want to be diplomatic with him in your speech, in your expression, and talk to him when he is calm and sober. So timing and intensity of saying something can change the outcome. Okay?
Okay.
I don't want him to get all defensive and say things he'll regret. And because most of the time he just says things because he gets defensive. But he knows you're right when you're saying it, and he comes back to you later about it. So just ask your angels to guide you to the right timing to talk to him and how. Okay?
Okay.
Good luck, Sandy. Thank you for calling.
Yeah, I would like to have a little bit of healing energy sent to me because I certainly need it.
Oh, Steve, bless.
Or a lot.
Yeah. You know what? I go for a lot. So I'm going to ask everyone who's listening this show right now, who is in the chat room and who is listening this show from the archives, I want you to all unite in thought, and I want you to visualize Sandy healthy and happy and peaceful, and let's together pray for everything to be resolved on the great and a perfect way, giving the situation
now
to God and angels, cutting her all the negative cords, and lifting the energy around Sandy. Please, Archangel Michael, please vacuum all negativity from her mind, body, and spirit, and her home. There are a lot of healers and psychics in this chat room who are listening right now. I can feel them send healing to you. Just breathe it in, sweetheart. Breathe it in. Also in this room, there are three of us. We are all blasting you with healing energies and strength right now. I'm asking Archangel Uriel to give you strength and courage as you go along. And please keep in touch. Just come back to the chat room, talk to us, and we'll continue giving you healing and support. Okay, you are not alone. We love you. And as people continue to listen, and there are thousands of people listening from the archives, they'll be sending healing too, okay?
Thank you very much.
Take care, sweetheart. You are most welcome.
Okay. Thank you.
My pleasure. Now, I want to also thank everyone in the chat room sending healing. Thank you, Janet. Thank you, Rachel. Thank you, Paula. Thank you, guest 15, 17. I guess what happens when you don't log in, but just coming to the chat room, then all I see guests and some numbers. Thank you, Monica, for all the love. Together, really powerful, and we can reach vibrations that we cannot maybe reach alone. So thank you for joining. And I'm always, I know that those of you who listen from the archives also join in with the healing. I always get text messages later from callers saying, oh my God, I'm still receiving healing. I'm still vibrating. Thank you, thank you, thank you. So that credit goes to you guys, not to me. Because today, for example, the moment I close this laptop, we'll be outside of this. The car is ready. John Michael is ready. Rachel is ready. We are all ready to go. We have a full day ahead, but we want to spend this hour with you. And oh my God, thank you all for calling. And I am going, no, I'm not here trying to find which call to pick up. You know what? I've been neglecting my lovely chat room. So why don't I go to the chat room? I'm going to the email link for students who are in the tuition intensive, who's in the intuition intensive that was filmed. And students who've been in the Oracle readings workshop, Oracle card readings workshop that was filmed in Gothenburg. Those of you will receive your email today with your special PayPal buttons and special student rates. And for the rest of you, I actually have a nice little announcement because we decided to extend the pre-sale of my video courses, my home study courses, until the 5th. Of August. So that gives you, I think, another 6 days. So you can still purchase the home study DVD courses from the discounted rate, whatever it might be. I don't know it by heart, but if you go to askangels.com, click on the tour schedule, and you'll see both Intuition Intensive and the Oracle Card Readings Workshop on the events. One of them is a 10-hour high definition professional, and the other one is a 2.5-hour workshop. And either one of them, you can just get together with friends and do the course. You can create a classroom at home. And then in October, we'll have a teleseminar, a conference call for all the students of the DVD. So you can still ask me a question. So write down any questions you might have during the DVD, and then we'll have a call together. I'll be taking your questions in October. And I'll be also giving readings to my students just like I do in an actual classroom. So you'll have a yay for the teleconference, Carissa says. And Rachel posted the link in the chat room as well. So if you're in the chat room, you can see the links. Oh, please, Brenda, make your question even more general. Why don't you ask me, like, next 5 years and then give me how many million minutes to see, and then sometimes they're just seconds. My friend, mostly what I see really is not a full-color movie of a certain day or even an hour. They are flashes. They're like memories that is not mine. They're not my memories, but I'm trying to describe you the feeling of what I see. They're just like visual memories and sometimes a song, except it's not a song. They're a group of sentences. But what I see is these flashes, and sometimes they take a little longer if I'm in trance. But if I'm in trance, obviously I'm not speaking that fast and I'm not live on air. It would be a very silent show, and then I'd be just blurting things out because I get this tunnel vision and then the movie begins. That's fun. But right now, when I give these mini readings, what I'm getting are flashes of future events, probable outcomes. That's what they are, the most probable outcome. And I always pray to see things that we can do something about, even if it's only to prepare. So more you keep it specified, more I can help, because if you just see, if you just give me an entire year to look at, I see millions of minutes, and that's a lot of minutes, and that's a lot of seconds. But I'm going to pull a card for you instead, because I have a feeling, okay, there you go. Thank you. It is still two major areas, but you know what, sweetheart? I'll pull cards for you and see what is your message, Brenda. Because I have a feeling you need to get a message from me today. And now you gave me work and health, two major areas, and yet no specific questions, but I love you, so I'll pull cards for you. That's what I do. And today I'm really, I got the sun card. Well, you got the sun card. Lucky girl. Finally, things are getting better. Do you work with Archangel Michael? You have Archangel Michael written all over your energy of just violet color. Brenda, answer me in the chat room so we can even have a real reading with a feedback and all that. I know you're there because I see Archangel Michael in your energy. He's going to help you with what is coming up very, very soon. But definitely the past is over. It can't touch you now, right? Course in Miracles. So please, let's leave the past in the past. And I see finally you're also getting some answers in the health area. Maybe you changed practitioners. Maybe you started with a new method, something, a test, something that wasn't tried before. It's going to be tried and you're going to get answers and a solution as well. So that is health. What I'm getting is more things improving in health, but also in your personal life. I see Archangel Michael, and he is really tapping you on the shoulder. You need to ask even more of his help. If you think you're asking too much, you are not. Now, moving on to, okay, Anna. Anna is going through the toughest time of her life, and she feels it's meant to be that way, but keep losing hope. What can she, don't move chat room, please, I'm reading it. What can I do to better and keeping, okay, well, you're not going to like the answer, but pray, really, whatever's your higher power. When I lose hope, when I feel down, I pray, and you know what that does? First of all, when you pray, you simply do not have the place in your mind or energy or capacity. If you're like me, you can think two things at a time, so while you're praying, you can't worry. So when you find yourself worrying, rephrase that worry into a prayer. Whatever is your higher power, whatever is your spirituality or religion, it doesn't have to belong to a certain religion. I'm not talking about a specific prayer. I'm talking about you having a dialogue with your higher power, not even a monologue. So listen after praying as well. So if you are worried about your bills, can I pay them? Please, God and angels, help me pay these bills. Thank you for your help. So rephrase it into a prayer and already give thanks for it. Also, I love the affirmation. I trust the process of life. I am safe. I trust the process of life. I am safe. So if you have anxiety regarding your future, that would be the affirmation you make a mantra out of and use it as many times as possible daily for a few weeks and see how your thoughts shift just like that. Also, life loves me is an awesome affirmation. When things are tough, it might feel like, you know, life keeps throwing more and more, well, shift at us. So you need to change that thinking, because life is not against you. So let's affirm life loves me. So pick either one of these affirmations and please start working with them. Also, Anna, Rachel pulled a card for you from the Archangel Oracle cards. Prioritize from Archangel Metatron. You need to get organized and you need to really see what is most important right now and what can wait. Don't overwhelm yourself thinking you have to fix everything right now. Okay? And now I'm seeing that, oh my God, we have only 4 minutes left. I wonder if I can take another call or if I can take another question. Maybe a question would go faster from... Okay, Monica, I'm going to see... Monica, buckle up. You got the change card, and I have a feeling you know what this card is talking about. You said, any message for me? Yes, your message is change. Finally, that change you're trying to make is happening. That's the exact sentence I'm hearing from your angels, which you have a lot. They are also telling me, you keep dismissing what they are showing you, what they are telling you, thinking, oh, it's me, oh, it's me. No, sweetheart. Once you set the intention to communicate with your angels and meditate, whatever you ask, and then listen, you need to be open. It's your angels. I'm telling you. They're telling you. It's them. Now, we have only 3 minutes, but I will still take questions. Oh, I think one of our students, Joe Mike is like, I have a question. Really?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, what? What's your question? Can we make it on time? Yes.
You show. What does it say about our TV show?
You're kidding me. We're going to talk about our TV show on the air after we are told, don't talk about it. Okay.
You're just telling me what's going to happen.
Okay. Oh, really? You want to do this on air?
Why not?
Okay. Well, people, you might actually see John Michael and me more often than you want and much more often than Wednesdays on the radio. In fact, you might literally see us, and it's going to be a hoot. Because we are in talks for this hilarious TV show.
And all we can say.
That's all we can say. I mean, I wasn't even going to say that, but he brought it up. So he wants to pull cards about our TV show. So I'm going to do that. I'm going to dedicate the last 2 minutes to us. Can we do that? Would you all be all right with that? Just 2 minutes, people.
I made breakfast.
He made breakfast. I owe him 2 minutes. Come on. So what about our TV show? One card or three card? What do you want? Pick a card, any card.
Four cards.
Four cards.
One card and then three to figure out the whole thing.
Okay, let's pull one card. This one is just... Ooh, love. They're going to love us, baby. They love us. Yeah, fist bump. Okay, now three more cards. Going one, two, three. Oh, okay, we are pulling relationship cards left and right, and I see there's a new idea emerging. They're going to come to us with a new proposition, new idea. We like new ideas. So it is brewing right now. Something has been changed. They changed something, and instead they like something that I cannot talk about on air, but they're going to bring it up, and they're going to say, you know what, we want more of that. In the meantime, you keep loving yourself and know that you're fabulous. Oh, my God, I did not just see that. Okay. 1 minute, my friends, and I just spent the last minute for ourselves, but hey, hopefully it's been fun, because more of that is coming in a city near you, no, basically into your home. We'll let you know as we are hearing more and more news, so we'll let you know all the details when, where, which channel, and my European friends. I'm going to help you download the episode so you can also watch it from Europe. I'll do my best. And thank you for all little thank yous. And yes, we'll be sending healing to your little cat, Teddy. And you are most welcome, Anne. And I'm looking, well, 27 seconds to go. Now, thank you all for calling. Next week, guess what? There are more readings, and next week I will not be alone doing readings. Next week, I will be giving you readings with Joe Michael Capaldi, one of the best psychics this city has ever seen. So don't miss it, I say. 7 p.m. Central European, 10 a.m. Pacific. Tune in and call us. We'll be doing an hour of readings. Thank you for joining. We love you. And that was the end of that, apparently. Now the show has ended. Thank you all.